USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Asian stock markets mixed today after Wall Street stocks declined ahead of a closely watched speech by the Fed chairman today. Investigators looking to Jerome Powell's words today for signs of direction on interest rates after two regional Fed presidents said they see no need for any change, while President Trump says rates should be slashed. After claims by some that recession is looming, Vice President Pence was yesterday bragging about the economy and the president's trade policies when he spoke in Utah.
This president promised to eliminate regulations which weren't necessary to improve public safety or were killing jobs. He promised to pursue trade deals for our country that'll put American jobs and American workers first.
Around two dozen people received minor to moderate injuries in a light rail train derailment in Sacramento last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
The founder and CEO of Overstock.com is stepping down after Patrick Byrne admits to having an affair with Russian spy Maria Butina, a Russian citizen who's been convicted of crimes associated with the 2016 election here in the United States. Last night, Byrne appeared on Fox News.
Before I know it, the men in black are back in my life, and I was trying to encourage her to have a relationship. She wanted to be a back channel for peace, and I could have opened some doors, but I didn't want to do that until I had the green light.
Overstock stock had tumbled after Byrne first made the revelations, and now since he's resigned, it jumped more than 8% yesterday. The Pentagon says Luis de Leon Figueroa of Massachusetts and Jose Gonzalez of California were the two soldiers killed by small arms fire in Afghanistan this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
An investigation's begun after a New York man was fatally crushed in a freak elevator accident yesterday. Authorities say the 30-year-old man was leaving the elevator in his Manhattan apartment building on Thursday morning when it suddenly plunged just as he was halfway in and out of it. It crushed him. Firefighters rescued three people who were then trapped inside the elevator itself and witnessed that tragedy. French President Emmanuel Macron says the record-setting fires burning in the Amazon rainforest are an international crisis, and he's calling for members of the G7 to discuss the issue at that summit that does begin tomorrow in the southwest of France. The French leader tweeting that the lungs of our planet are on fire, and he notes the rainforest produces 20% of the planet's oxygen. A dozen major phone companies are making a new pledge to block robocalls, the promise part of a deal with 51 attorneys general, which call for the companies to implement call blocking technology and provide free robocall blocking tools to consumers. Officials estimate there were 4.7 billion robocalls made to American phones just last month alone. And yesterday, President Trump awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to former Boston Celtics superstar Bob Cousy because of his leadership for racial equality. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.